is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Okay, number 22, Gordon. That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Wilson on the carry picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, those sounds of high school football for the 21st year. ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air.
Here is Fort Loramie running it wide to the right. It's Cantwell trying to get the corner turned. He's on the edge of the Spencerville defense. He chugs inside the five, toppled down at the four. He's got the first with a couple yards to spare. Here's Chaffee, play action, fakes to Osborne. Receiver in the right flat, catches on the run. Well done on the play, but T.J. Roberts hauled it in, dead run. Look at him go. Roberts down the right sideline, made a man miss inside the 15 and scooted down to about the 10.
What an impressive opening drive that was for the Rockets. Here comes the train.
As a CSX flies through Booster Field, sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's only about maybe 30 yards behind us.
Here's Lachey, three-yard drop, looks down and out, far left corner of the end zone. Good coverage by Northridge. Is the receiver out of the end zone or in? Caught the layman, touchdown.
What a catch that was.
Evan O'Leary for Layman made a spectacular catch far left corner of the end zone.
ScoresBroadcast.com features the head coaches before the big games.
They can run the ball really good at times. They've got a quarterback that's tall and can throw it. They've got a great slot receiver, number two, that he loves to throw to. Their running backs, I can't stress enough, you know, they're not easy to tackle.
And how about that Trevor Whitney up front?
Oh, my God. He's 75. He's the best lineman that we have seen so far. He is fun to watch. 280 pounds, and he's just nasty.
They're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile.
And he started off with 13 touchdowns and zero interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right, yeah. So he's made. And then the good part of that, there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass.
Kyle Coleman, first-year head coach at Sydney. What will your club feature?
Good O-line coming back. You know, we feel like we can be pretty good up front. Our message to the team has just been come in and try to get better every single day.
Coming up next on ScoresBroadcast.com is your high school football game of the week.
Back to throw, Hart looks middle of the field. Open receiver, a quick slant with the 20, 15, breaks the tackle, over, touchdown. Fort Loramie strikes 34 yards out. 6'4", Carter Eilerman sprinting to the end zone. Got beyond the linebackers, snared it on the dead run inside the 20. He was off to the races. First down!
ScoresBroadcast.com, when you're talking about 2,000 games over the course of 20 years, I mean, what an amazing accomplishment. Something that our region is extremely proud of. It's the best high school sports play-by-play around.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Man, oh man, do we ever have a great game for you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Division 6 playoffs from Mechanicsburg. Anna Rockets take on the Indians, the home team, which earned a bye last week. Anna the 6 seed, Mechanicsburg the 3 seed. Something's got to give. Anna 8-3, Mechanicsburg 8-2. The Rockets in the last 6 games have allowed just 12 points per outing. Meanwhile, Mechanicsburg in its 10 contests this year have scored 43, 54, 58, 42, 61, 49, 28, 21, and 22 points. Unbelievable offense for Mechanicsburg, which finished in a first-place tie in its division of the Ohio Heritage Conference. Anna, third-place tie in the very tough Midwest Athletic Conference. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Dry Mechanicsburg High School. Rain finished up around noon or so throughout western Ohio. And we've got another good night, 12 in a row this season, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fine weather for tournament play. Anna having beaten Deer Park last week, 33 points in the second quarter, Chuck. Mechanicsburg was idle. Impact of all that tonight, what do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, it's nice to have a home game, and this was quite a little drive for the Rockets to get down here from Anna. But I'm a firm believer, and I felt this way last year in the college playoffs. I think if you get to play a game, you have an advantage over the team that sits for an extra week.
I'd agree wholeheartedly. 5 of 7 third down conversions by Anna last week. Rockets, as I mentioned, rolled up 33 points in the second period after a slow start. 3 defensive scores. We'll hear 11-year head coach Nick Marino of Anna comment on his team's defensive play against Deer Park last Friday night. Logan Ziegenbusch rushed for 198 yards. Didn't have to throw it. Only threw it for 28 as Deer Park was held to a measly 41 yards rushing by the Anna defense. Ziegenbusch, the fine sophomore quarterback, now 125 for 205 on the year throwing, 61%, 1,500 yards. And he's been rushing the ball extremely well, too, averaging over 7 yards per carry. Receiving, Zeb Plyman, 36 catches, 9 per reception. How about Riley Brewer, Chuck, short yardage man? He's been a key over the last half of the season.
Yeah, well, you need somebody that's going to get you those 2 tough yards when you're going for 4th and 1, a 3rd and 2, a 3rd and 3, or you're down on the goal line. You know, you don't need a breakaway guy there. You need somebody who will put his pads on the defender and make sure that he falls forward.
Zeb Plyman, 8 touchdowns receiving. Brody Murray's got 6. Brody, 17 yards per catch on the year. Defensive side of the ball, we've talked about the Anna D already tonight. Landon Hewitt, 70 tackles. Zeb Plyman, 63. Nolan Wilt, 72. Julian Stearns, 54. Carter Edwards, 53. Austin Steinke, 52. Grant Edwards, or I should say Grant Beckman at 51. It's been a team defense for Anna, that is for sure.
Absolutely. You look at Nolan Wilt at 6'1", or 230. That kid is an offense wrecker. He gets in the backfield and changes plays. He is an outstanding defender.
Field conditions, excellent. Slight wind out of the south blowing from right to left. Stadium seats about 2,900 or so. 1,600 on the home side and 1,200 across the way. End zone stands down to our left at the north part of the complex. Crowd filing in. No chance of rain. Outstanding weather night for high school football. Temperature, Chuck, what, down in the 50s?
Oh, it's probably upper 50s, mid-50s now. That's not a bad night at all for November.
Perfect high school football weather.
Yep.
Both head coaches coming up. We've got Nick Marino, 11 years at Anna. Kurt Forrest, 16 years at Mechanicsburg. We'll talk to them in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. New location in Rushi. Locations in Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and Indian Lake. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. We've talked about Anna. Boy, this offensive juggernaut in Mechanicsburg is led at quarterback by Conley Bogard. Like Logan Ziegenbusch of Anna, Bogard runs it, throws it equally well. The QB for the Indians is had a fine season. He's at about 60% through the air, and he's 5 yards per rush on the ground. He'll feed the ball to Denver Caudill. He's averaging 7 yards per carry, and Aiden O'Neill is at 5 yards per rush. Austin Haynes has caught 64 balls, averaging 17.6 a carry. Connor Eink, 37 receptions, 18 yards per reception, and Matthew Davis, 61 receptions, 22 per caught pass. He's had an outstanding year. Looking down through other stats for Mechanicsburg, it's a team that's picked off 10 passes on the campaign. That's a significant number for certain. Nick Marino, 11 years at Anna, head coach. His club didn't start real well against Deer Park last week, but turned it on after making some adjustments in the second quarter.
Our kids came out and played pretty well. A little sloppy in the first quarter there. Deer Park was an athletic team, so we knew we had some guys that were a little faster than some of the kids we'd seen all year, and we had to keep them in front of us. But we thought our discipline and our execution should take over, and it did as the game went on.
Hey, how about Steinke on defense? Led you in tackles. Awesome game for him. Great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. He's an honorable mention All-MAC kid, and he's starting to play his best football. So definitely need that, and different guys in different roles stepping up is going to be huge for us.
Hey, three defensive touchdowns. Describe those for our listeners. You get three defensive scores, you're going to win about every one of those games for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Zeb got us started with the pick six, which was huge there. It was in the second quarter, and then followed up by Landon Hewitt, Tico, as we call him, had another pick six. So those two pick sixes really blew the game open. Got the running clock going there to start the second half, and then coming back on the other side of the ball, Julian Stearns with the blocked punt, and then he scooped it and scored it himself. So doing that, and those three defensive scores, or a special team score mixed into that, really flipped the football game.
That kind of reflects your club the last 6-7 weeks. Defense has really come on like gangbusters.
Yeah, we played pretty well defensively. We've got to continue to do that, getting a lot of guys to the football, and we play aggressive style, and the kids have really embraced that. And sometimes that creates some turnovers for you too. So just kind of getting after it on that side of the ball has been fun this year.
Did you ever anticipate Logan Ziegenbusch would be such a dual threat with his arm, with his legs, a great running game against Deer Park?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely was a big running night for him there. But he's done a great job for us all year, does whatever we need him to do. And he's thrown the ball well when we needed him to, and he's ran it really well when we needed to. So he's a big part of what we do, and definitely been an exciting year for him.
Special teams so important come playoff time. Every single point counts. You need to flip the field with the punt. If you got coverage that's good, you can back somebody up. If you return the ball well, you can get better field position than the defense would prefer you get. Talk about your special teams game. How's it coming along? Is it gelling like you hoped?
Yeah, I mean, we're playing pretty well special teams-wise. We had one blunder last week with the two blunders, with a block in the back and muffing a punt. So got to take care of those. Can't repeat those mistakes. But overall, our goal is usually to be 65 yards plus on the other team on special teams. And if we didn't muff the punt last week, we would have had that. So got to continue to win on special teams and gain those extra hidden yards.
highlight your running game. Zeb Plyman had a big score, long distance six-pointer. It seems like now this Anna team is so explosive. Rockets can put points on the board about anywhere on the field.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys that can score for us. I mean, Zeb's been our top receiver, first-team All-MAC guy, and did a great job for us there. And we'll run him on some reverses and some jet sweeps and different things like that. So doing a great job there. But got a nice diversity of guys that'll carry the ball with Riley Brewer stepping up in a big way, running the ball, especially between the tackles, doing a good job. And, we have that. And Zig can run the ball as well. And then we got multiple receivers and go get it.
I was going to say the play of Riley Brewer over the last two-thirds of the season. What a shot in the arm that gives you, short yardage.
Yeah, I mean, he runs the ball. He runs well behind his pads, and he gets tough yards. So that's really been important for us. TJ Roberts, is our other back as well, and doing a great job. So got a group of guys that can go run the football. And then at wide receiver, we got three or four guys that you can't sleep on. They're good players and they're playmakers too. So those guys have been doing a nice job too.
Hey, don't forget your line play. Give it kudos.
Yep, the offensive line's gotten better and better throughout the season. We started the year when you're starting, four new starters on the line, it can be a little bit rough, but those guys have worked really hard and gotten more physical and have been efficient at picking up blitz and everything else.
Nick Marino, our guest, head coach Anna, before tonight's round two playoff game, regional quarterfinals, Anna at Mechanicsburg, coached by Kurt Forrest, 16th year, a club that's lost just two games on the entire season, had a bye week, did Mechanicsburg, to get ready for you.
Yep, that's been a big emphasis for us. We got to make our 1 week of preparation better than their 2 weeks, so kids have been working hard at that, and I know they're a good ball club. I know Kurt well. We scrimmaged them in the early part of the year. So how much have we improved is going to be the biggest thing we need to see tonight.
Strength of Mechanicsburg, run, pass, what is it?
They've passed for about 1,000 more yards than they've ran. So definitely the passing game is what they rely on a little bit more. But they're still a heavy power running type team. So you can't fall asleep on the run. You got to make sure we're doing a good job of fitting the box and being aggressive.
And a head coach, Nick Marino, his team in the state championship year in 2019 beat Mechanicsburg by a score of 36-6 in the playoff run to the state title. Mechanicsburg has played Midwest Athletic Conference schools 10 or 11 times in playoff contests over the years during Coach Forrest's career and has not yet beaten a MAC program. Kurt, so happy with this team's progress here in 2025. A lot of fun coaching this club. 8-2 on the campaign, winning by a score of 49-7 over West Liberty Salem in game number 10, coming off a bye last week.
It's been a really fun season with this group of kids. They talked about the loss to Urbana, the loss to Northeastern, two very, very good, talented groups of seniors that those two schools have, and those were hard-fought victories for them. But at the end of the day, we got a group of kids, about 12, 13 seniors, coming in here, and it's been a group that has kind of taken what the defense has given, and I really appreciate that. It's a little different for us this year, but Conley Bogart, a quarterback, has done an excellent job of kind of playing point guard and distributing the ball to lots of different kids, whether it be Einker, Haynes, or Davis, or Mitchell, or any of those guys that have made lots of plays for us. And in the running game, you got Denver Caudill and Aiden O'Neill, and obviously Bogart and Mitchell chip in a little bit here or there. So those guys have been fun to watch this year on offense, made lots of big plays. I think talking about some of our bigger wins too, the West Jeff win, beating them down at their place was a really big win for us on a fun night. Whenever those two teams get together, that's always a fun rivalry right there. And then ending the year, speaking of the other team with West in their name, West Liberty, going up to their place and winning that game 49-7 and letting those guys, be able to walk off that field as league champions, co-champions as it may be, three-way tie with us, Northeastern and West Jeff, but nonetheless, league champions at that. So very, very proud of of what they've accomplished and what they're doing.
Who does the heavy lifting for you on the offensive line?
On the offensive line, you're looking at a senior heavy group up there. You're talking about Ryan Fraley and Shane Millage and Luke Bowman and Shane Eckstein and Kane Stryker. Those guys are a big physical group. Kane is the only non-senior of the group, and then I wouldn't be doing them justice if I didn't talk about our tight ends, who are a huge part of the run game, with Liam O'Loughlin and Fred Caudill both doing a lot of the heavy lifting, you know, on the edge blocking out there at the tight end positions. Those guys have all done a great job, and anytime you're productive on offense, it goes without saying the offensive line is probably doing a heck of a job.
Key components for your very versatile defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. Use the word versatile in today's high school world, you know, playing defense. You know, one week you're going to have to defend two tight ends, three running backs, and the next week you're defending five wide. And a lot of times, you know, we don't have 60 kids on our team. We have 30, and so those kids on the field better be able to do both. So some of those kids that you're looking at, Denver Caudill, a middle linebacker, has done an excellent job. Shane Millage there anchored the defensive line up there, you know, doing an awesome job. Liam O'Loughlin, a one defensive end. Kane Stryker in their D tackle. You know, Matthew Davis done an awesome job at outside linebacker. You know, Cam Runyon at free safety's had a nice year. Austin Haynes at corner. You know, those guys. Eli Wilson is a guy that does a ton of stuff for us on defense, of getting us lined up, being a leader, keeping us kind of organized back there. So without him, you know, we'd be in trouble.
Mechanicsburg kicking game, so important, especially at playoff time.
Absolutely. Special teams always got to be special if you want to win. You know, it's you got to do the things to not lose games before you worry about winning them. And then in special teams, there's so much hidden yardage. Eli Wilson, you know, does a lot, does our field goal kicking. He's also our kickoff guy and pretty accurate where he wants to put the ball. And then, well, you know, it's in the return game. You have Tevin Mitchell and Connor Eink and Austin Haynes. They do a good job getting the ball field. I think trying to get into some positive yards here or there. But overall, it's about being sound, being fundamental, not giving up, you know, any of the big plays there that can tilt the field real quick.
16-year head coach Kirk Forrest here at Mechanicsburg, our guest before tonight's game between the Indians and the Rockets. D6, round two. How'd you take advantage of the bye week?
You know, that was new for us. You know, like you said, 16 years, and here we are doing something for the first time. So that was new for us. But what we did do is we kind of turned back the clock to camp a little bit, focused on some of the fundamentals. Practice ended a little earlier, but we practiced every single day. You know, we wanted to try to keep the same rhythm, the same body movements. And then on Friday, we tried to have a real intense workout. It was short, but we wanted to make it very, very intense. And then we got out of practice so the guys could get out of here and go watch some games and have some time to themselves. So it was twofold, I suppose, is that we wanted to be intense, we wanted to be intentional, we wanted to be fundamental, and then we also wanted to limit our time on the field to kind of re-energize a little bit, too.
Anna is a quality opponent for you, for sure.
Anna's a very, very good opponent. I mean, you talk about a team that, you know, I think they're tied for third in the MAC, and the only two teams ahead of them are Marion Local and St. Henry, and those two teams speak for themselves. And Anna took me on Marion Local in the double overtime, and I applaud Coach Marino for going for two and going for the win. You know, I've been in those shoes before, and that means he believes in his guys, is what that means. And you can see that by the way they play for him and the way he coaches them. They have a special, special athlete, a quarterback, and they have another special athlete out there, number four. That kid is explosive as it gets. He can flat out fly. And they do a good job of getting him the ball in space and then putting you in some run-pass conflicts and making you pick and choose what you want to do. So they are very, very difficult to defend on the offense side of the ball. And then on defense, they're very unique. You know, that five across defensive secondary, and those kids are flying downhill fast. And then you look at the 3-3 in the box, it ends up being some sort of 5-1 at the end of the day. And they are coming fast and aggressive, and they are fun to watch on film for those that don't have to play them. But sometimes when you're preparing for them, it can be a headache. So it's been a really a schematic challenge to try to simplify all the different looks they give you.
Kirk Forrest, head coach of the Mechanicsburg Indians, led by cornerback QB Conley Bogard, doesn't run it nearly as much as Logan Zickenbush of Anna, but he's got very adept rushers in the offensive backfield and wideouts too. We'll return with more pregame kickoff just around the corner. Anna on the road here at Mechanicsburg. Regional quarterfinals, Division VI high school football playoffs on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hello, once again, welcome back to Mechanicsburg, the scene of action tonight between Anna and Mechanicsburg, the Rockets and Indians. It is a big regional quarterfinal Division VI playoff game tonight. An 8-3 club, Anna, 8-2 Mechanicsburg, promises to be a fine clash. Should be nip and tuck right down to the wire with a lot of points. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. The key building components, well, number one, offense, but the team that wins might be the club that gets a couple more stops defensively than the other team. Key building components for Anna in Mechanicsburg tonight. Both teams do play very good defense. They move the ball up and down the field offensively as well. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And thanks to Shelby County Veterans, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, which provides many services to vets and their eligible family members. Services including VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. That's 498-7282. For more information, visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Anna won the toss. Chuck deferred. We'll get the ball to start the third quarter. Rockets defense is on the gridiron to start the game.
Well, that might set the tone for the game for them. I mean, Mechanicsburg scores a lot of points. Anna knows that, and boy, they're gonna have to play good, solid defense. Try to keep everything contained and try not to let them have long, time-consuming drives.
Exactly. Big game tonight. Northeastern is home to Ironton Rock Hill. That's in Division 6 action. That's the 2 seed versus the number 7 seed. The winner of this game meets the team that triumphs at Northeastern, which isn't far from here, just west of us in Clark County. Northeastern High School beat Mechanicsburg late in the regular season, by the way. But the winner of this game plays the winner of that one. Should Anna win tonight and Northeastern beat Ironton Rock Hill, Anna would be on the road next week if Rock Hill would upset Northeastern and Anna victorious this evening. Anna would get a home game at Booster Field next Friday night. We'll try to keep tabs for you on Layman Catholic and Marion Local playing in the D7 playoffs. Another big contest, Division 7, New Bremen, St. Henry. Two MAC schools going at it this evening. For Mechanicsburg on offense, first tonight, the quarterback, Conley Bogard, 6'2", 215, a senior. He is a sturdy young man, hard to bring down. He has quarterbacked this club to an 8-2 campaign, and head coach Kurt Forrest has so much confidence in him. Offensive backfield, Denver Caudill, 6'2", 180, a senior. Aiden O'Neill, 5'11", 185, a sophomore. Those are two running backs. Austin Haynes, a wideout, 5'11", 150, a senior. Connor Eink, a wide receiver, 5'11", 170, a senior. Matthew Davis is a split end, 5'9", 155, a sophomore. Tight end is Fred Caudill, 6'2", 175, a senior, twin brother of Denver. Offensive line, Shane Millage, 5'10", 215, a senior. Kane Stryker, 5'11", 205, a sophomore. Ryan Fraley, 5'11", 260, a senior. Lucas Bowman, 6'4", 185, a senior. The center, Shane Eckstein, 6'4", 245, a senior. And we are underway. Return from the 16 by Mechanicsburg, and it's a great one. A big opening in the middle. And then Anna saves the touchdown with a hit at the 39-yard line. Man alive, an enormous chasm was created down around the 25-30-yard line. It looked like the Mechanicsburg return man, Ike, might get more than he got, Chuck.
Well, he got up ahead of steam, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice tackle because they kept him at the 39. And you're right, I thought it might be gone.
So Connor Ike sets up Mechanicsburg at the 39. Indians in sharp uniforms, purple and gold, the school colors. Purple jerseys, gold piping, gold pants with purple piping, and purple headgear. Here's a nice forward pass, 4 yards downfield. A spin move after the reception. Connor Eink got 3-4 yards after catch and picked up 8 total. Anna had him wrapped up at the 44, but allowed at least 3 more yards, 2nd and 2 for the Indians at their own 47. Conley Bogard, the QB, as I mentioned, only has run the ball about 40 times on the season compared to Logan Ziegenbusch, who's up there at some 200 for Anna. Running play outside right tackle for the Indians. A big surge from the 46 or 7-yard line to the 49, the 50, and over it. Well done. 1st and 10, Mechanicsburg, 49 of Anna.
That was Denver Caudill as he cracked outside right tackle. Nolan Wiltz made the stop eventually. First and 10 Indians at the end of 49. The game is 1 minute old. Initial possession of this contest. Mechanicsburg is rarely under center, usually a single setback along with the QB Bogard. Bogard, 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And we got a timeout by Mechanicsburg, which was a bit confused. Time in for these messages. No score. Opening minute 20 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Mechanicsburg to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 Indians on the plus side of the 50 by a yard. And it's a little counter back to the near side. Running play generates 6, 7, 8 yards. Anna slows down the ball carrier, Caudill, but he tracked his way down to the 42 of Anna, setting up a second down, a long 2, closer to 3 to go for a first down. In there on the hit for the Rockets on that play was Stearns. So far, Chuck, Mechanicsburg clicking off offensive plays at 7 yards. A handoff or throw.
Yeah, they've run 3 plays, and they're getting ready to have their second first down. So,
line to gain, the Anna 40. We played 90 seconds. Here is Bogard, the QB, and he puts his head down, digs hard, outside right tackle, 40. Stays on his feet to the 36, spilled inside the 35. Ooh, a guard pulled out in front, and Bogard was able to meet the resistance of Anna. And he chugged his way inside the 35. Ball marked for play at the 33. Love what I've seen of the Indians' offensive line so far, Chuck.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, on this side, they're opening up holes on the right side. 76 is a road grader.
That's Ryan Fraley, offensive tackle for Mechanicsburg. A back alongside the quarterback Bogard, who fakes the deep handoff, throws far side of the field all the way across the gridiron. Catch is made down inside the 30 of Anna. Run after catch for about 10 or 12 yards inside the 20. Connor Eink on the reception. Play was disguised, looked like a run. Play action, offensive backfield. And Eink got outside the coverage. First and 10 for Mechanicsburg. Ball marked for play at about the 18 or 19 of Anna. Call it the 18. That's what the scoreboard says. First and 10 for the Indians. That was a successful pass completion on first down. Bogard giving straight ahead to the ball carrier. It's Caudill. He stood up and pushed back. Might have gained 1, and that is it. In the middle of that defensive line for the Anna Rockets on that tackle was Grant Beckman, help from Landon Hewitt. Hewitt had a defensive score last week against Deer Park. Second down and 9. Line of scrimmage is the Anna 18. First down was gained at about the 18 and a half. So a little more than 9 to go. Run, blitz, Anna, quick pass, left flat. Uh-oh, Anna with an interception at the 14-yard line. Here's the return down the far side of the field. A great block at the 40, 50. Indians won't catch him. Anna broke in front of the route. We'll try to pick up the numbers for you. Great play by Anna in the secondary. Was it Zeb Plyman, Brody Murray, Trenton Roberts? 4, 5, 11, which one was it? The pass was telegraphed. Anna was looking for a throw on second and long. Better than 9 to go for a first down. Interception made. The play goes for about 88 or 89 yards for the score.
They got it at about the 14, so 86. heck of a, he wasn't touched. The quarterback had a shot at him, but he didn't get the right angle.
And I tell you what, Chuck, the QB for Mechanicsburg has been pretty tidy all year long with very few interceptions. I think only four or five on the campaign. Three of those, I believe, came in one game. Extra point try coming up here for Anna. The boot by Meyer is low. It's a sidewinder. It missed to the left. It's not good. 8:29 left first quarter. Anna kicked off but scores first. Another defensive score after three last week. Rockets D coming to play. We hyped it up in the pregame. 6-0 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Up the extra point by Anna was missed, but a big defensive touchdown has lifted the Rockets to a 6-0 lead in the first 3.5 minutes of this game. What an interception taken to the house by Anna. And Mechanicsburg has just returned the Rockets kickoff to the 30. That's where the Indians start. First down, 10 yards to go. You can bet, Chuck, judging from Mechanicsburg's offensive scores all year, Indians have not gone up against a defense like Anna's since last season sometime.
Right. Well, yeah, they scored a lot of points, so we'll see how that goes for them this evening.
Caudill, outside left tackle, and he rips off four. Second down and 6 for Mechanicsburg. Line of scrimmage, the Indians' 34-yard line. 8 minutes left in the opening period. Great start for Anna. A defensive touchdown. Rockets picking right up where they left off last week when the Big D tallied 3 times against Deer Park. Mechanicsburg to the line of scrimmage. Set back alongside Bogard. Man in motion. Here is a quick pass over the middle. A little turn and hook route at the 39-yard line of Mechanicsburg. Yes, it's caught. Receiver is spun around and dropped. Matthew Davis caught it. Small advance, leaving Mechanicsburg about a yard and a half short of a first down, just inside the Indians' 39.
Well, I tell you what, Bogart's a big kid.
Yeah, boy.
6'1", 210-pound senior.
Doesn't run it a whole lot. He's got a bevy of fine offensive backs and a fleet of receivers. He spreads the wealth around. He gives it off straight ahead. Ball carrier, Caudill, sticks his nose in there and helmets his way up and over the 40 to the 41. He's got what he needed. First and 10 for the Indians. 6-0 score. Anna in the lead. 6:55 to go, opening period. Nolan Wilt met the ball carrier in the hole head-on for Anna. Mechanicsburg has a big tight end in Fred Caudill, 6'2". Offensive line led by a couple of 6'4s, Lucas Bowman in a tackle, Shane Eckstein at center. Here is Bogard back to throw. He whips it toward the hash mark, far side of the field, a leaping reception at the 50. Good run after the catch for 7 more yards. Austin Haynes leaped high, speared it, and he sneaked away from Brody Murray. Got 7 more yards after the reception. It is a first and 10 Indians at the Anna 43.
They've got 5 first downs in the first half of the first quarter, and they trail 6-0.
The quarterback, Bogard, looks like a well-seasoned senior, doesn't he, Chuck?
Yeah, he's talented.
And his defense has got to stiffen. We expected a lot of points in this game. It'll probably require five touchdowns to win it. 1, 2, 3 receivers near side for Bogard. Short drop on first down. He's at the 50. It's a little hook-in route to the receiver. Yes, he catches and breaks a tackle at the 37-yard line of Anna. He's got the first down, room to spare. Down inside the 30, 25, finally spilled at about the 24-yard line of the Rockets. Anna pretty intent, Chuck, on trying to leap in front of receivers and steal the pass, but not making the tackle. That's what happened there.
That's exactly what happened. He jumped in front, and it was Plyman. It came within an inch of grabbing it, but gave up 14 yards.
First and 10 for Mechanicsburg. Ball marked for play, 24-yard line of Anna, line to gain the 14. Here is the quarterback, Bogard. Straight ahead, Caudill. Little juke step in the hole. Puts his head down and churns inside the 20. He's pushed down at the 19. He carved out 5. Second and 5, Mechanicsburg. 4:58 to go first quarter. Anna leads 6-0. Mechanicsburg has ideas of 6 points and a PAT to take the lead. Anna Rockets defense has given up several first downs and probably better than 100 yards total already in this first quarter, but did register a huge pick six to take a 6-0 lead. Second down and 5, Bogard, short drop. Here's that same route again to Haynes, middle of the field, catches at the 12. He splits two defenders, and he's gone. He takes it to the house. Well done by Austin Haynes. Oh, Bogard through the air has been strong, except for the one interception, as others have been on the money. Touchdown for Mechanicsburg to tie the contest at 6. It was a real short post pattern run by Haynes. Extra point try here by Eli Wilson. Good snap from center. Anna blocks the kick. Rockets rejoicing along the defensive line. It's no good. We're tied at 6, 4:24 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness, located in Rushi at 102 East Main Street. Talk to Dr. Katie Bargie at Restore. Phone number 937-710-8744, 710-8744. For Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi. Good kickoff return by Anna. Oh, a horde of blockers far side of the field. Run back across the 35, the 40 to midfield. Oh, what a return on the play of Zeb Plyman. He sped past about 6 Indians along the numbers right in front of the Anna bench. And he zoomed down the sideline to Zeb to the 40, bumped out of bounds around the 35-yard line. Wow. Anna with big plays, interception for 6 of nearly 90, and there a long kickoff return, and that was a run of about 60 yards or so, bringing back the kickoff from Mechanicsburg. Yeah. First and 10, Anna, game tied at 6.
Thought he was gone. He just ran out of real estate on the sideline.
Oh, Zeb is so dangerous. We talked about him in the pregame. Anna's able to score with its speed from just about anywhere on the gridiron. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions, including balance and vestibular rehabilitation, to assist with restoring overall function, mobility, and well-being. Also performing dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. More than physical therapy, Restore is your partner in wellness at 102 East Main in Rushi. Anna with a 2-yard plunge on first and 10 from the 35 of Mechanicsburg, second and 8 at the 33. With 3:40 left in the first, we're tied at 6. This is Anna's first offensive set of plays. It's Siggenbusch at QB, delayed handoff in the offensive backfield, a run to the right, and it is strung out by Mechanicsburg. Ball carrier for the Rockets stays upright and manages to scrum for about 5 or 6 yards. Third down and 3 for Anna.
That was Brewer. Good job of keeping his feet.
Yep, love Riley. He continues to churn. Tough to bring down. It is third down, 3 yards to go for a first down for Anna. Ball marked for play at the 28 of Mechanicsburg. Siggenbusch with a back alongside. Let's see what is called on third and 3. Short drop, Siggenbusch. Pass in the flat, caught, line of scrimmage. Good run after catch. And the receiver is spilled down inside the 20 of Mechanicsburg. In the vicinity of the 20 is where the knee went down. Reception made by T.J. Roberts of Anna, and it's a first and 10 at the 20 of the Indians. We're off and running, Chuck. What, 40 points for the winner tonight?
Hey, if I don't see 50 to 48 like I did last Friday, I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you had a good one at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Lehman victorious over Minster and earned Marion Local tonight. We'll try to keep you abreast of that score. Here is Siggenbusch. He fakes the inside handoff to Brewer, then fakes the pitch. Oh, Siggenbusch has got a big gap around the right side. Look at him go. 15, 10, 5. No one touched him. Touchdown, Anna. Siggenbusch fashioning that running play. Boy, he's got legs. He'll beat you down low as well as with the forward pass up top. And he displayed an outstanding jaunt to the end zone right there to make it 12-6 Anna with 2:14 left in the first. Meyer on to try the PAT. Each team missed points after earlier in this quarter. And we highlighted with both coaches the importance of points. Just ask Minster last week, unable to stop Lehman, which went for 2 often and got 2 points after.
They don't have a kicker, so, I mean, you know what they're going to do.
Uh-oh, the boot by Meyer slammed to the ground. It was low. And it's blocked. Anna blocked a PAT for Mechanicsburg. Indians return the favor. The first kick by Meyer after the interception to the house by Anna was wide left. And we're at 12-6 with a little over 2 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
So many thanks to Osgood. Do well, be good, osgoodbank.com. New location in Rushi. Also Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Thank you, osgoodbank.com. And also production support in Rushi, a fine sponsor, producing over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. Kickoff of the Anna Rockets is down inside the 25-yard line, and the ball is fumbled momentarily by Mechanicsburg. Anna's all over the return man.
He picked up the ball with his knee on the ground.
Ooh, that's a mistake. And that means the Indians have got to start way back at the 10. That's a no-no. To say the field position has been flipped is putting it mildly. Anna's got Mechanicsburg backed up. Up to that point, we had seen some really good kickoff returns. But now Mechanicsburg begins. Ball marked for play just over the 10 at the 11. Bogard is under center on this play. Fakes the inside handoff. Play action, middle of the field. Long bomb at the 45. Caught. Anna missed the ball. The safety for Anna went for the pick. The deflection, couldn't get it. It's caught by Mechanicsburg's wide receiver near the 50-yard line. The play goes for 89 to tie up the game at 12. Bogard came into the game at QB with passing stats that were daggone good, given that he hadn't thrown it all that much. But when he does heave the football, it's for big yardage.
That was Haynes. My goodness, he was behind him. They weren't going to come close to catching him.
Number 13, Austin Haynes. Woo, caught it in stride at the 45. One-on-one coverage by Anna. And the ball went right over the outstretched mitt of the Anna defender. Here's the PAT try by the Indians. And it's sailing very low and off to the left. It's crooked, no good. Four touchdowns, four missed PATs. 2 minutes left, opening quarter, 12-12 tie here at Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney, we're your home crew for your honeydew.
Up while off air, I said to Chuck, the team that plays a little better defense and gets a stop or two will win this game. And Chuck aptly responded with, or the team that makes an extra point eventually. Four touchdowns, four missed kicks. Kickoff on the ground by Mechanicsburg. Wise move. That denies Anna a return of the football. Rockets cover it up at the numbers this side of the field at the 32, first and 10 for Anna.
Edwards did a good job because he tried to pick it up the first time and couldn't get it off the ground, so he fell on it. That was a wise move.
Production support in Rushi, offering customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too, as Ziegenbusch brings his team to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right. Ziegenbusch, little toss in the offensive backfield, 5 yards behind the line, and it's a good run far side of the field by Zeb Plyman. He's got a wave of blockers out in front. He's got 5, 10 yards, very close to a first down. New line of scrimmage, the 42, first and 10 for Anna. The play gained right at 10 yards. Production support in Rushi, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website, productionsupportinc.com in Rushi. Production Support Inc., 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. Oops, we had a pre-snap foul on the field.
Hard count. Got him to jump. They've been snapping it on one. That time they did it in two. Three of them went across. Got to watch the ball. That's what you do defensively.
Cleverly done by Ziegenbusch and the Anna offense. It is first and 5 for Anna at the Rockets 47, a minute 51 to go first quarter. Four touchdowns, 12-12 tie, not one PAT converted here at the start of this game. Three down linemen for the Indians. Ziegenbusch starts to the right, reverses back to the left. He's in the offensive backfield, flips it in the flat, up ahead to the 50. Good tackle after the reception. Ball hauled in on the play by Jace Knoll in there at tight end for Anna. Play produced four, sets up a second and one. And this is one of those downs, Chuck, where you might think about going long with a forward pass.
Yeah, and I will say on that one, there was a bootleg, and he had three levels of receivers, and he threw it to the short one, and that was a good choice. The other two were covered.
Second down, a yard for Anna, 49 of the Indians. And it's a jet sweep to the right, trying to get the corner turned is Plyman. He's out on the periphery of the Indians' defense. And he streaks down inside the 45, toppled to the turf at the 43. Tackle across the way by Fred Caudill, linebacker for Mechanicsburg. It's a first and 10 for the Rockets as these two teams continue to move the ball at will. 50 seconds to go, opening period. Game tied at 12. Anna has possession at the Mechanicsburg 43. Couple of receivers to the right, two backs. In the offensive backfield was Ziegenbusch. Running play. No, it's a fake handoff. The ball kept by Ziegenbusch, and he romps around left end, makes a very late pitch. And the play goes for about 8 or 9 yards, close to a first down. We were fooled. Mechanicsburg did eventually stretch out the play. It produced 8. Davis on the tackle for Mechanicsburg. Who was on the receiving end of that eventual pitch, Chuck?
That was Plyman. And then, yeah, he took it as far as he could into the line, pitched it, did a nice job, good read.
First quarter will close out, 12-12 tie, Anna Mechanicsburg. Second down and short for Anna when we return inside the 35 of Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Oh boy, you can't ask for a much more exciting, more entertaining first quarter than the one we just witnessed. 12-12 deadlock. Anna starts the second period inside the 35-yard line of Mechanicsburg. Second down, very short. Ziegenbusch in the offensive backfield does what he does best. That's zig and zag. Ziegenbusch wedging ahead outside left tackle, and he reaches down inside the 30 to the 28 of the Indians. It is a first down. Move the chain. First and 10 for Anna.
Well, I saw 465 yards passing last week by Lehman. He had 169 yards there in the first quarter.
Way to go, Logan Ziegenbusch.
No, Mechanicsburg.
Oh, Mechanicsburg's QB did.
Yep.
Here is Ziegenbusch taking the deep snap, rolling right, cuts it back, middle of the line, puts his head down, and digs hard to about the 21 or 22 of Mechanicsburg. It's about a 7-yard gain. Anna will take that every time on first and 10. Shane Millage, defensive lineman, was in the path of Ziegenbusch of Anna, whose knee touchdown 4 short of the first down marker. A minute gone, quarter number 2, we're tied at 12. Anna threatening. Line of scrimmage, the 22.5 of Mechanicsburg. Three receivers bunched to the left for Ziegenbusch, who looks that way. Now comes back to the right to a man who is lined up in the slot to the right. And I think that was Zeb Plyman. He catches, he's dumped immediately. New line of scrimmage will be shy of the 15-yard line to make it the 17. And it's going to be third down for Anna. No, it's a first down. First and 10 Rockets. As I'm a little ahead of myself, I've got the line of scrimmage correct. It is at the 17, first and 10.
Well-executed play, short, safe pass, right flat. Sigenbusch fakes the handoff in the offensive backfield. No, gives it up. And running outside left tackle, the Anna ball carrier, Plyman again. He finds a little cavity, and he shoots right through it for about 7 quick yards. A nice burst by Plyman of Anna. Boy, he is being used more and more in this offensive attack for the green and white. Tackle made by Davis of Mechanicsburg, setting up a 2nd and 4 for Anna. Opening 2 minutes plus, second quarter, game tied at 12. Anna advancing the football left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Toward the south end of the Mechanicsburg football complex. Here is Sigenbusch, takes the snap, rolls left. He keeps as long as he can, then makes a late delivery on the pitch out. And the ball carrier is stoned a couple yards downfield, very close to a first down, I think short.
Yeah, they did a good job of really stretching that out that time. He really had nowhere to go. Good defensively.
That might have been Trenton Roberts dashing for 2 of the 4 yards he needed, setting up a 3rd down and a couple for Anna. Scoreboard reads 2nd down. That's incorrect. 3rd and 2, just inside the 10. Oh, Sigenbusch. Oh, it's a counter back to the left. A short reverse. Ball carrier's got running room. He's down inside the 10 on a journey close to the goal line. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Anna. As they threw a curveball running play at Mechanicsburg, the motion was to the right, and it was a reverse back to the left. Deep handoff by the quarterback, Sigenbusch. And carrying it in for the score for Anna was one of the stellar running backs for the Rockets. And here's the all-important extra point that has been missed 4 times in this game, 2 by each team. Will the 5th try be successful? Anna's ahead 18-12, under 9 to play in the 2nd. This kick by Meyer flutters. It is to the left. It's not in the center, but it curls around the upright. And he makes it. It's good. Anna celebrates the PAT and goes up by 7, 19-12 Rockets. Early on, 2nd quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, that was Tyson Vabel for Anna, 17, on that wide receiver reverse. And he got the ball in the offensive backfield about the 15-yard line. But Mechanicsburg swung to the wrong side of the field, and Vabel got 6 down at the pylon on Anna's side of the gridiron. Extra point try by Meyer was not artistic, but it counted. It was good. Anna with a little blooper on the kickoff, sort of an onside boot, and Mechanicsburg recovers in the air at the 42-yard line of the Indians. So the home team gets good field position. As Anna tried to throw another curve at him with a short kickoff, but Mechanicsburg was Johnny on the spot and has a 1st and 10 at the 42 with 8:52 left in the 2nd quarter. Anna leading 19-12. 5 touchdowns in this game already. The only time a team didn't score on offense was Mechanicsburg's initial possession when Anna went for a pick 6. Since then, every offensive thrust down the field has resulted in a score. Illegal procedure, 5-yard penalty here against Mechanicsburg. So it is 1st and 15 from the Indians, 37. We'll tell you all night long about a fine new sponsor, Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins.
located across the road, 25A from the in-between. You'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart Homes. At Eisenhart, we understand that building a home may be the biggest investment of your life. Running play, deep handoff, offensive backfield, as Bogard stuffed it in the tummy of Caudill, and he was drilled. Might have lost a yard. No gain, for sure. Second down, 15 Indians at their own 37. Our goal at Eisenhart is to create a home that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home that you will truly love. Starting from sketches on paper all the way to the final design, at Eisenhart, we will walk you through every step of the home building process. Bogart, play action, wants to throw. Open receiver in the left flat. Catches at the 39. Oh, and a textbook tackle. Beautifully done on the play by Logan Ziegenbusch. On defense, Ziegenbusch managed to catch the receiver near side of the field at the numbers, right in front of the Mechanicsburg bench. Ball was caught, but Tevin Mitchell, he was spilled right now. In and out, Chuck, with a chance for a stop on defense.
What they need, third and 12.
7:40 left, second quarter. Anna 19, Mechanicsburg 12.
You know where Haynes is. He's split out to this side.
Yep. Passing down for the Indians. Anna with five men stretched across the secondary. It's a short pass, middle of the field, a middle screen. It's a good one, finally blocked at the 45 to the 50. Bogard to Eink. And that was disguised nicely. Anna rushed up from the deep secondary positions in a hurry, but couldn't make the tackle. And the play goes for right at 13 on a first down to the Anna 47.
He came up a little short. This official didn't hustle. He was calling it from farther back. He landed about half a yard short of the line, but we'll give it to him.
What a play call there by Coach Forrest of Mechanicsburg. Running play outside right tackle. Anna makes contact at the point of attack. And then the Rockets finish off the ball carrier after he wedged out two.
You're right. That middle screen was a heck of a call.
Boy, was it ever. All the focus was on Haynes and Anna's secondary. And Mechanicsburg pulled it off. Short run here on first down. It was O'Neill who managed to bump ahead for two. Ball marked for play at the Anna 45. Second down, 8. Bogard, play action. Here comes pressure. It's a wobbly forward pass, and Anna nearly makes the pick. It's down around the 31. The QB was smacked as he released the football. Almost intercepted at the 32 by an Anna Rocket defender. Nicely
Ziegenbusch.
Yes, Ziegenbusch was downfield for Anna. Carter Edwards was there as well. Either one could have made the interception. There was a lot of contact. Receiver was trying to double back for the ball. The QB had some duress going on in the offensive backfield. He was under pressure, was Bogard, and he might be here too. Third and 8, Anna 45. Short drop, Bogard. High forward pass to the 40. He missed his man.
That was actually the first bad pass that he's thrown. The interception was turned out bad, obviously. But that one, he had him wide open, threw it over his head.
Tight end Liam O'Loughlin was about 5 or 6 yards downfield. Would have needed 3 or 4 more after catch to register the first down, but the ball was thrown high. And here's our first punt of this game. Wilson to boot it. He's at his 42. It's a good snap. Kick with the wind is high, very short. It takes a bounce at the 22. Alert play by Anna, which covers up the football in one hop. Returns it to the 23 or 24. Chuck, if that ball is not fielded by Anna, it bounds down inside the 10.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'll tell you what, Lyric Norris came up and just put a lick on the return man.
Anna starts first and 10 from its own 23-yard line. Returning that punt to downfield for Anna, I believe, was Brody Murray. He made a heads-up play, conserving yards for Anna, giving the Rockets better field position than they would have gotten had Roberts let it bounce on by. Running play on first down, manufactures five, outside left tackle. Second and five, Anna at the Rockets 20, let's see where it's marked for play.
At the 27.
Yep, 27-yard stripe, five and a half to go, second quarter, 19-12 Anna. Second period being played pretty quickly. It is Ziegenbusch at the helm. He's got a couple of receivers bunched to the right. Plyman in motion. Ziegenbusch keeps. Oh, he's got great blocking up front. Look at him go. Gang tackling Ziegenbusch as Mechanicsburg trying to strip the football at the 38. Logan holds on. 40, 42. He's got the first down. Sturdy running by Logan as the Indians went for the strip. Couldn't get it. First and 10, Anna. We near the 5-minute mark. Second quarter of play. Anna forcing a punt, trying now to generate another score and stretch the advantage to two touchdowns. Ziegenbusch looks right, throws a slant pattern. Yes, it might go for six. It's caught by the receiver at the 43. He's down the near sideline, inside the 35-20. Sprinting hard all the way to the end zone and getting inside the pylon for six is the receiver, Brody Murray, for Anna. Oh, Murray was forgotten, unaccounted for by the Mechanicsburg cornerback and safety on this side of the field. And Ziegenbusch called a pass play on first down, and Anna took it to the house. How far, Chuck?
That was 58 yards.
That was a beauty. Those first down pass plays, Chuck, in high school football, if you're not ready for them defensively, if the ball's thrown on the money and it's a fleet receiver, ooh, that can be a dangerous offensive play, and it was right there for Anna. Here's the PAT try by Meyer. It is in the air. It is end over end. It looks pretty good. That was the best kick.
That was better.
Yes. Best kick of the night. There have been six tried, four missed. Anna's now smacked two in a row through, and the Rockets lead at 26-12, 4:43 left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
I have a couple of scores for you, or I should say one, thanks to Denny Monin in Rushi. With 3 minutes left in the first, Marion Local led Lehman 15-0. It's now 22-0, Marion Local over Lehman after the first 12 minutes. First quarter has ended. Kickoff, Anna to the 10. Mechanicsburg running right back up the middle. There's a crease. Return man dives over the 30 to the 32-yard line. Mitchell brought it back for Mechanicsburg. No, it was Ike on the return. Those two are back on kick returns for Mechanicsburg. First and 10 for the Indians, who need to strike here, having fallen behind by two touchdowns with 4.5 left in the second quarter. Bogard and company don't need to panic. Entire playbook available, but keep in mind, Anna deferred, won the toss. Rockets get the ball to start the third quarter. Anna's all over this running play. Caudill tried to juke a little bit in the offensive backfield, and in the hole, Anna met him solidly. Julian Stearns in there on the tackle. Grant Beckman assisted. Steinke was there, too, for Anna. No gain. Second down and 10. You sense Anna, Chuck, is adjusting to the Mechanicsburg offensive style.
Well, it was a secondary sack that time because they had nowhere to throw the ball.
Yep.
They forced him to run it.
We got two double receivers to the left, a man in the slot left, Bogard, short drop, deflected pass in the offensive backfield, is caught by Mechanicsburg. Well done at about the 30. Reception made on the play by the Indians.
small run after catch. It was Ike. The ball wobbled in the air. Ike stood his ground, waited for it to come to him, then made the most of what was almost a good defensive play by Anna. It came up short of a first down. Third and three, Mechanicsburg at the Indians 40. And I bet Bogard is passing here, Chuck.
Yeah, I would think so.
We near 3 minutes left in the second quarter. 26-12, Anna. No, it's a run, a counter back to the near side, and Anna slows it down over the 40. Ball carrier smashed to the turf at the 41.5. Mechanicsburg will be a full yard short of the first down.
Not if they don't measure it. Wow. That was a gift.
Oh my goodness. It was a first down. The official on the field instructed the chain gang to advance the first down stake 10 yards forward. Boy, I thought it deserved at least a measurement. Anyway, the Indians will take it. First and 10 at the Mechanicsburg 42. Three down linemen, three linebackers for Anna. Short pass, it's a pick. Intercepted by Anna at the 39. Run to the far side of the field, outside the numbers. Again, the QB, Bogard, throws a bullet right into the hands of a Rocket defender who rushed it down all the way to about the 13, 12-yard line.
Wyatt Howell picked that one off.
Wyatt Howell, the young man who made the big pick against Fort Recovery with about 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, leading to Anna's winning score in that game, 28-24 triumph over the Fort Recovery Indians. Tonight against the Mechanicsburg Indians, Wyatt Howell is placed perfectly. Another interception. Here's Ziegenbusch keeping the football for Anna on first and 10 from the 12-yard line. Ziegenbusch with a very late pitch delivers the ball in the flat to a back running alongside. The play goes for a couple. That's it. New line of scrimmage, the 10. Second down, 8 for Anna with 2:18 left here in the first half. Keep in mind, Anna gets the ball to start the third quarter. A couple of big interceptions thrown here tonight by the senior QB for Mechanicsburg. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends employed. Ziegenbusch, juke step, offensive backfield keeps. No, the handoff is made on the play to Plyman. Whoop, one, two, three flags. Plyman crashes around left end, bolts to the pylon. Might have got into the end zone, but markers against Anna will bring this play back.
Well, they hadn't thrown a flag yet in the game, so it was time for him to throw one.
I think Plyman did manage to sneak inside the pylon way across the field, but
caught a hold.
Referee threw a flag for a hold. The official alongside him said, well, I will too. It must have been pretty obvious in the left flat, enabling Plyman to zip in for the touchdown. It's negated. Ball marked for play back outside the 15-yard line. It's at the 17. Scoreboard reads second down and 16. Anna can get a first down inside the 2. Rockets elect to run outside left tackle, short advance. It'll set up third down and still a bunch to go for a first down. With a minute 54 to go in the first half, and Anna leading 26-12. Enormous defensive series here for Mechanicsburg, which can't afford to go down but three scores, given Anna gets the ball to start the second half.
I don't think the way he's kicking extra points, they're a threat to kick a field goal here, so it's certainly four down territory.
Right. Third and 8. Ziegenbusch, shotgun spread. 4 yards behind the center. Very small drop. Quarterback draw. Ziegenbusch, a little bit of running room. Cuts right, then back to the left. Carves out space. Gets down inside the 5. It's at the 3.5. It'll be fourth down for Anna. And a full 2 yards to go for a first down. Of course, the goal line is just another yard further. 1 minute left in the first half. Anna 26, Mechanicsburg 12. Interesting play call here. Scoreboard reads 4th and 1. Anna can get a first down inside the 2. Line of scrimmage is at about the 3. And let's see what the Rockets will do. They'll take the clock down and call a timeout with a half minute to go here in the first half. Big fourth down play upcoming. And up 14, 26-12. As we were saying several minutes ago, Eisenhart Homes in Botkins is one that you'll love with all your heart. Eisenhart Homes understands that building a home may be the biggest investment of your lifetime. At Eisenhart, we are hands-on, working with you closely from design to framing to everything in between, like picking out backsplash tiles for the kitchen. You will love our attention to detail. Eisenhart stays within budget and meets your goals for extremely high quality. Also, experts at remodeling. We add rooms, update kitchens, finish basements, and more. Eisenhart, E-I-S-E-N-H-A-R-D-T, EisenhartHomes.com. And Anna, you'll love with all your heart your new home from Eisenhart. Big play in this game. That's an understatement. Anna with a chance to break it wide open and lead by three scores at halftime. And the Rockets receive the second half kickoff. Mechanicsburg has been plagued by a couple of big interceptions thrown by the QB. It was a 12-12 stalemate for better than a quarter. Anna now with a chance to go up by three touchdowns. After calling timeout, the Rockets come to the line of scrimmage. Clock reads 40.5 to go. It's a fourth down play. Scoreboard says the ball is on the five. Can that be, Chuck? It's got to be inside the five at about the 3.5.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit inside the five. I can't tell. Maybe the 4.5.
Because the Rockets can get a first down, I think, at about the 1.5 or so. It looks like the distance between the fourth down marker and the first down stake is about 4 feet. Ziegenbusch, two backs behind him. Huge play. He gives it off straight ahead of the ball carrier. I think it's Riley Brewer. He hammers to the two, the one. Yes, he scores. Anna's in front 32-12. Offensive line doing yeoman's work. Ian Burmeister, Alex Webker, Coleman Martin, Nolan Wilt, Ezra Egbert, as they cleared the path and hammering in for six. I thought it was Brewer who netted the touchdown. May not have been. It could have been D.J. Roberts for Anna. Roberts bolted over for the score. Great offensive thrust up front by his offensive line. 34 seconds left, second quarter. PAT try by Meyer. It is blocked. We've had seven touchdowns in this game. Five of seven have been no good.
Three block extra points now by Mechanicsburg.
So the score remains Anna 32, Mechanicsburg 12. Half minute to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
So many thanks to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, which began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Propane, Schaefer Oil in Fort Loramie. Proud sponsors here on Scores Broadcast as Mechanicsburg returns the Anna kickoff to the 27-28-yard line. 21 seconds to go in the first half. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow.
Mechanicsburg to the line of scrimmage, down now by 20. Anna's defense has stepped up. Offense has not punted. A couple of picks by the Rockets of Bogard. Running play, Mechanicsburg, as the offensive unit for the home team runs out the clock. An 11-yard gain to the 39. I'm not sure what did click off the clock on that play, Chuck. It still says 21.
It's still running.
Now it's starting to run. Down inside 15. Quarterback Bogard, 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Keep in mind, Mechanicsburg will kick off to start the second half. We're under 5 to play in the second quarter. And the Indians will not snap it. That's the end of the first half. Anna 32, Mechanicsburg 12. In a D6 regional quarterfinal here at Mechanicsburg on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hello to you. Welcome back to Mechanicsburg High School. Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and a 32 Mechanicsburg 12 here at the half as the Rockets reeled off 20 straight unanswered. The game was tied at 12 at one point as Mechanicsburg matched Anna's first couple of scores. First four extra points were blown. Not one was made. Game was tied, a dozen points each. And then Anna put 20 successive points on the scoreboard to lead by a count of 32 to 12. Hey, that Sydney Frisch has never left. It's still in Sydney, going strong, as popular as ever. Michigan Avenue, just west of I-75. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, delicious vegetable soup and chili, and that outstanding hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie, excellent as well. And new on the dinner menu, a chicken pot pie, meatloaf, and more, plus spaghetti. Don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 every single night. Hey, what's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Still in Sydney and going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Started way back in 1986 with one customer. Today, A&M serves 200 more businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet in Rushi, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Third quarter score, Marion Local 29, Lehman nothing. Halftime, St. Henry 14, New Bremen 7. Those scores courtesy of Denny Monin and Rushi. Here at Mechanicsburg, Chuck, 32-12. Rockets lead the Indians. Halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins.
Well, the Rockets had five possessions in the first half. They scored five touchdowns. Actually, four. They had an interception for one, too. So four possessions, four touchdowns, an interception for a touchdown. They had 16 rushes for 122 yards. He was 5 of 5 throwing it for 88, 210 total yards in the first half, 5 first downs, 0 turnovers, and that was a key. On the other side, Mechanicsburg, 12 rushes, 50 yards, 10 of 14 throwing it for 187 yards, but 2 big interceptions, 237 total yards. They had 9 first downs, but turned the ball twice in the first half.
Wow. Anna's offense exploded, aided by the defense, which got a couple of defensive scores last week, actually three a week ago, one more here tonight. Defense playing splendidly. I thought as the first half progressed, Anna's defense adjusted against the Mechanicsburg run from scrimmage and began to slow it down.
Well, they gave up a couple of big plays in early, and then Mechanicsburg was excited, but they're going to have trouble getting their kids excited coming down 20 and Anna getting the ball to start it. They're going to have to come out really pumped and get some kind of a stop, or it's going to be over.
Yeah, you are so correct. 32-12, Anna. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back in Mechanicsburg, home of the Indians, who trail Anna by a score of 32-12. We're about 10 minutes or so into our 20-minute halftime break. I'd like to fill you in on Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center, a new sponsor on Scores Broadcast. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for most meat enthusiasts. And today, through the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats in Jackson Center, located at 610 West Pike, just west of downtown. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. And at Curly's, we source locally grown, wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means, for you, a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. That's Curly's, CURLYS Meats.com, CurlysMeats.com. Savor the flavor at Curly's, new sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Again, halftime score is 32-12. Anna in the lead over Mechanicsburg. Coldwater, by the way, is up on St. Bernard in a Division VI playoff game down in Cincinnati by a score of 32-0. Or did I misread that?
Was I think it was 28.
28-0. Yeah. St. Bernard, believe it or not, was a 4 seed. Coldwater a 5, so the Cavaliers had to go on the road.
Yep.
Well, a few weeks ago, I sat down in Columbus at the Ohio High School Athletic Association with Doug Hute, the executive director. We talked about a number of things, including the future of girls flag football in the state of Ohio, sponsored by the OHSAA.
Jack, we've been talking with Troy Vincent in the National Football League office and the Browns and Bengals as this initiative's come from the NFL office out through its teams, and so it's been in the Cleveland and Cincinnati areas obviously for quite a while, and the Browns and Bengals run their tournaments and those things, and so we want to try to see if we can help this grow, because I really became energized when I started talking to young ladies who are doing it, who are playing, and nationally over 50% of the girls that are playing don't play another sport. And so we're just now just looking at how can we help it grow and how can we sponsor some things. It's not a recognized sport by us, but I think it will be coming down the road, just as girls wrestling, just as boys volleyball, you know, those things. I think it's going to continue to grow. It's really growing in Central Ohio right now. And so it's really exciting. And keep this in mind. This hit me. I talked to Ron Narcetti, who's the executive director in California. We're in a conversation, and they're doing it. And they're the largest association, 1,600. They're double of what the next biggest is, which is we're in that category. And they're just under 500 teams. He thinks in the next 3 years it will surpass tackle football in California. I'm like, what? And so, but it's really neat when you talk to kids about that are doing it, about, you know, what they're getting out of it and how much energy they have for it. So it's exciting. We'll see where it goes.
A state tournament play in tennis is now back at the Lindner Family Tennis Center in Mason.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jack, we're in Ohio, so everybody wants everything in Columbus, you know, and Ohio State, you know, has great facilities and that, but they also don't want to displace their athletes, and it's hard for them to have our events there. But the beauty for Ohio is if you go from southwest Ohio, like the Lindner Center down in Mason, you go up to the Hall of Fame in Canton, baseball in Akron, there's a lot of good facilities for us to be in, and we feel that there's none better than the Lindner Center. You know, we're fresh off a tournament there. It was awesome. You know, they put a lot of money in that facility, and, you know, we've been telling people that prior to this, I used to say that you have to go to New York City to get a better facility than we have right here in Ohio. I'm not saying that anymore. We might have the best facility in the country right now. That is just awesome. And so to put our kids where the professionals play and get those, there were a lot of good little environments around that last weekend at the state. And so we appreciate the folks down there allowing our high school athletes to get that experience.
Hey, the issue of name, image, likeness is here to stay. It's constantly evolving right now as we speak.
Yeah. And you just said it. It's here to stay.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of whether or not you feel like a high school athlete should be able to make money off their name, image, and likeness, their personal branding, or so to speak. And that's not the issue. The issue is who's going to shape the narrative of it. And either the court's going to do it, a lawmaker's going to do it, or the OHSA is going to do it. And so we're at a position right now where we're being sued, and which triggers a bylaw for us to go out to our membership for an emergency vote. This isn't new to our membership. We've been talking to them for about a year about this. And the big thing for us is we want to protect our student athletes, number one, but we also want to protect our schools, their logos, their trademarks, their facilities, their events, the OHSAA events, and by us shaping that narrative, we can do that. And so, you know, we had this on a referendum ballot now coming up on 3 years ago, and it failed 2-1 out there. Less than 10 states had it at the time. Now, less than 10 states don't have it. And so we have learned some lessons from everybody out there. And a lesson is less than 1% of the kids are getting it. It's not a problem in these states. And again, I want to emphasize a couple things, that it's not a matter of now whether you believe a high schooler should be able to profit off that. It's here. And it's here to stay. You can't put that toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak, that way. And so what can we do to do this? But and I've been answering this question a little bit lately. The school is not paying that athlete anything. The OHSAA is not paying that athlete anything, because there are some people out there thinking, well, the school's going to make, and the school's not making any money off of it, Jack, and neither is the OHSAA. It's an individual contract with that athlete and a company. And again, less than 1% of the kids are getting that, because what's the return on investment for a company to do that? But it is out there. It won't happen very often. We're with our membership right now. We'll be voting here over the next 2 to 3 weeks here, and we sure hope it passes, because it'll be a lot better if we control that narrative.
Words of Doug Ute, the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. We are at halftime at Mechanicsburg. Anna leads the Indians. Rockets 32, Mechanicsburg 12. We'll return with more to close out our halftime in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
32-12, Anna leads Mechanicsburg. We start the third quarter. Anna receives the second half kickoff here on scoresbroadcast.com. Eight teams remain in this region of Division 6. Four were eliminated last week in D6 play in the Southwest region tonight. At Portsmouth West, the 9 seed, was at 1 seed Tri-Village. Ironton Rock Hill, the 7 seed, not far away, playing at number 2 seed Springfield Northeastern. Winner of that game will play the winner of this one next Friday night at the better seed. Coldwater, as I noted earlier, was leading St. Bernard Elmwood Place 28-0. Those two teams are colliding in Cincinnati. Those are the eight teams remaining in this region of D6, the four contests in action tonight. Hey, we are now your community go-to store, brand new community go-to store, Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie's gone local to meet your needs, offering the products you want to see on our shelves inside the store. Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. And at Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. Here's a very productive kickoff return for Anna to start the third quarter, brought back from the 25 over the 40 to the 41-yard line. First and 10 for the green and white. Anna wearing the road white from top to bottom, green numbers, white helmets with green piping. Mechanicsburg in that flashy purple and gold uniform, purple jerseys, gold numerals, yellow trim, bright yellow pants.
I like the pants.
Purple headgear with white and yellow trim. We got a pre-hike foul against Anna. I think the play is going to be negated. 5-yard penalty upcoming. Illegal motion on the Rockets. The play went outside left tackle for two, but whistles blew before the snap. That's how Anna begins the third quarter of this game, leading 32-12. Ball now marked for play just over the 35 of Anna. Hey, don't forget, on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-through is now the Schaefer drive-through. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-through, formerly North Loramie drive-through. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-through on the north end of town. Rockets elect to keep it on the ground on 1st and 15, and they crack ahead for about 4, close to 5. It is going to be 2nd down 11. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 40. Roberts, the ball carrier for Anna, picked up about 4.5, and you can bet the recipe for Anna this second half, Chuck, will be kind of hog the ball, work the clock.
Yep. You would think he only threw the ball 5 times in the first half.
Up the 20. Anna runs it outside right tackle. No, it's a sweep to the near side of the field. Mechanicsburg's all over it. O'Neill, good wrap-up on the play of the Rockets ball carrier who tried to get the corner turned, but not getting on the edge on that play was Anna's Roberts. That sets up 3rd down and 8. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 43. Line to gain is just across midfield into Mechanicsburg territory. 90 seconds gone here in the second half. Anna leads at 32-12.
They need to hurry.
Yeah, Rockets are working that play clock down to 3, down to 2.
down to one. Singenbush gets the snap with a half second remaining. Rolls left, throws, receiver, far hash mark, comes back toward Logan and hauls it in right in the breadbasket of the receiver for Anna. 46-yard line to Tyson Vobel. Well done route by him. Singenbush earmarked that throw for the wideout for the Rockets. It wasn't well covered by Mechanicsburg. Vobel made the jaunt back toward the quarterback, Singenbush, who hit him between the numbers, and it's a big third down completion as the play goes for better than 10. Singenbush rolling right. Late pitch out on the play. And it's a running effort for Anna for about three. Mechanicsburg stacks up the ball carrier at the 43-yard line. Second down and seven for the Big Green. That was T.J. Roberts. Call it a gain of two. Second down, eight. We played 2.5 minutes here in the third. Anna 32, Mechanicsburg 12. Rockets feature two receivers far left, as Chuck noted a few minutes ago. Anna's thrown it rarely tonight, simply not had to. Here's a little down and out, and then up the sideline route. A lot of contact, 15, 20 yards downfield. Ball overthrown as the receiver for Anna was knocked off his wheels. Tight coverage by the Mechanicsburg Indians, Fred Caudill, the linebacker. But no foul ruled. Not sure that the ball was catchable. Incidental contact. Penalty could have been thrown there.
Could have been. I just watched the replay, and Roberts initiated the contact.
There you go. Good observation. No foul on the play, so Anna is set to run a third and eight from the Mechanicsburg 44. 9:17 left, third quarter. Anna up 20. Split to the left is the wide receiver, Vobel. And Singenbush hands it off straight ahead as the Rockets tried to pull a surprise and fool Mechanicsburg with a dive in the middle. It was Brewer who pounded for about four, well short of a first down. Fourth and five for Anna, line of scrimmage, the Indians 41. And I think if you are Anna here, you make Mechanicsburg go the long field and try to drop a punt down inside the 15-yard line if you can.
I think so, too. Yeah, I mean, if you give him the ball here and he don't make it, they're going to have the ball about their own 40.
Well, this is not the punt team unless Singenbush, who can punt the football, decides to do it. Nope, he makes a short drop. It's a long pass route down the near sideline. Not even close. It's out of bounds but 5 yards.
Don't like that call at all.
Anna turns it over on downs, giving the Indians some good field position at the 42-yard line with 3.5 gone here in the third. And Anna up by a count of 32-12.
That pump fake has not worked yet. He was well covered down the line. You need 5 yards. Run something in the middle. Get yourself the first down. I don't know why they were bombing it down the sideline.
Well, Mechanicsburg will try to take advantage of it. Ball marked for play at the Indians 41 officially. First and 10, line to gain. Is a yard across the 50 at the Anna 49. Short drop by the quarterback, Conley Bogard. Flips in the left flat. Ball carrier catches a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Singenbush with a timely tackle. Small gain on the play of a couple. Second down and eight for Mechanicsburg at the Indians 43.
He's a heck of a tackler for a quarterback, isn't he?
Oh, he's had two or three tonight that would be worth showing during a clinic.
Absolutely.
Show it to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, get down in the legs.
Uh-oh, short pass over the middle, deflected by the receiver into the hands of an Anna defender, and look at him go down the far sideline. Ball was snagged short of the 50, and it's taken to the house by Anna. Third intercept of this game by the Rockets. Woo, and it's now a score of 38-12. Boy, Anna's secondary has been Johnny on the spot.
Carter Edwards on that one.
Carter Edwards, splendid play by him. I think it went, Chuck, for about 48 yards or so.
That's what I put down.
Uh-huh. Yep, your sight is about as bad as mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
38-12, Anna. Boy, that defense for the Rockets has been phenomenal. Three defensive scores last week, three picks, a couple defensive scores here tonight. Extra point try by Meyer. And on the edge, Mechanicsburg rushes him, but the kick is good. Right down Main Street. The lead for Anna is extended to 39-12, 27-point cushion. I guess in retrospect, Anna made the right choice going for the long pass and fourth down because they generated another interception, a six-pointer to the house. Well done by Carter Edwards. A tip ball off the hands of the Mechanicsburg receiver. Edwards was right there, and he zipped to the end zone. 7:45 to go in the third. Anna 39, Mechanicsburg 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here is the Mechanicsburg return from the 13. Pretty good coverage by Anna. They can't get the return man down, though. As he goes right back up the middle, he bullies his way to the 20, 25, 30, stays on his feet, manages to carry a few white shirts with him to the 33. Ike on the return for Mechanicsburg, first and 10 Indians beyond their own 30. 29-6 was the Marion Local Layman score, I think, at halftime, thanks to Denny Monin and Rushi. 29-6 Marion Local over Layman. 14-7 third quarter, St. Henry leads New Bremen. Coldwater, a four-touchdown leader over St. Bernard Elmwood Place. Mechanicsburg first and 10, great run. Ball carrier won't go down, stays on his feet. 35-40, Caudill plows to about the 44. He's got more than 10, move the chains for the Indians.
Boy, he runs hard.
Yeah, this Mechanicsburg team, Chuck, is very good, but ooh, some untimely interceptions thrown by Bogard, and they have turned the game around.
Yeah, he's thrown three ill-advised passes, that's for sure.
First and 10, 44 in Mechanicsburg end. Running play, right tackle, ball carrier, meets resistance, surges through a couple Rockets at the 48 over the 50 to the Anna 49.
It was Caudill again.
Uh-huh, he's the workhorse. Tackle made again by the Rockets. Good hit on the play by Wyatt Howell, who's got a pick tonight. Second down and three plus to go for a first down at the Rockets 49. In the spread, the QB, Bogard, gives the ball carrier behind the line. Late flag, nowhere to go. And the tailback for Mechanicsburg is stalled right at the 45. A host of white jerseys all over him. Maybe a hold on the home team, the offensive club, trying to whittle out space in the middle for the ball carrier to slice through. Couldn't get it done. Anna stopped that running play cold. Penalty is accepted. It's a major walk-off. Tell you what, if that was just a 5-yarder, I would have taken the play.
Yeah, well, it was going to be third down and about two, so you definitely wanted to take the 10 there.
Yes. So it's second down and 13 for Mechanicsburg at the Indians 41, 39-12 in favor of Anna. Here's a long pass down the near side of the field. Oh, what a catch by Mechanicsburg right into the bench area of the Indians. Beautiful reception. Man, oh, man. Wow, the hit by Anna was right on the shoulder as the ball arrived. Ike, like a center fielder,
tracked that ball into his midsection and withstood the contact. A foul thrown. Penalty marker down. Let's see what it's all about. Did you see anything curious?
I think maybe they've started to play the flag football because that all that was a nice hit on him. He didn't go up around the head.
No.
Didn't throw any kind of a shoulder at him.
That was pad to pad. The receiver for Mechanicsburg kind of rebounded backward a step.
Oh, he hit him hard. But you're allowed to, I think, when you play tackle football.
Ooh. Well, penalty declined.
Why wouldn't that have been at the end of the... Okay, I'm confused.
Oh, I am really confused. That appeared to be... if the penalty is called there, it's got to be after the reception. Maybe, though, it was not a dead ball foul technically by a split second.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here is a ball thrown by Bogard, right side of the field, into the Anna bench. It is off the mark, incomplete. Intended at the line of scrimmage for Mitchell. No good. Second down and 10. Clock stops. It continues to run. 5:42 left. It's not a continuous clock situation.
It stopped now.
There we go. A good 7-8 seconds ran off following the incomplete forward pass.
And to that we say thank you.
Anna doesn't mind. Line of scrimmage, 39 of Anna. Play action, fake handoff, screen pass left. It's missed, incomplete. Ball delivered high for Davis, 3rd and 10 Indians, 39 of Anna. Anna leads it by a score of 39-12 with 5 minutes and 39 seconds left here in the third quarter. 27-point margin. One more score by Anna makes it a continuous clock. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, a quartet of receivers. Far right for Bogard. Empty backfield. Two-step drop. Looks to a receiver angling over the middle. A little behind him. No good at the 24-yard line.
He was hot early. Now he's cooled off. Throwing the football.
Ball intended downfield on that play for Austin Haynes, and let's see what Mechanicsburg does here. Indians are on the Anna 39. You're down by 27. You really don't have any choice but to go for it. Can't make up ground on the scoreboard by putting the football here. Same formation as the last play call. Bogard looks middle of the field, throws it short to a receiver. He catches 7-8 yards downfield, but he didn't get the first down.
Nope.
Ball hauled in on the play by Ike. Good reception in traffic, but Anna covered him up, made sure he didn't reach the first down marker. He got 8.5 or 9, but Anna takes over on the Rockets 32. That was just simply smart play in the secondary by Anna. Well done by Edwards and Murray.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Edwards, instead of putting a hand out and trying to knock the pass down, let him catch it, because he knew he didn't have the first down, and just made the tackle.
Yep.
Smart play.
Sure was. Intelligent indeed. 5:29 to go, third quarter. Run blitz, Mechanicsburg. Oh, it's play action. Fake handoff. Ball thrown right flat. 5 yards downfield. 3 yard run after catch. It is Roberts. Oh, there's a flag. Let's see what is discovered.
They called ineligible downfield. I think now they're just throwing flags because I think they could think it paid for the number of flags they throw.
I often wonder, Chuck, if the ineligible downfield is intended to deceive. If so, call it. But that was a pretty quick pass play.
Well, I'm saying if there's somebody who was downfield, man, he ought to be playing running back because he is quick.
Yes, that's my point. Ball was thrown fairly quickly by Ziegenbusch, and I guarantee you Mechanicsburg wasn't defending with a safety on an offensive tackle.
No.
So I think that's one of those fouls you just ignore. Trips to the left for Anna. First and 15, Ziegenbusch rolls that way, throws near the boundary, far side of the field. And it's ruled incomplete, no good. There's a marker down again.
Oh, come on.
It's turned into a flag fest.
Yep.
Clock continues to stop. Now, several minutes ago, we told you all about Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie. Don't forget to stop by today, see all those new items. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Mahaffey Pies, Winter's Meats, plus all of your old favorites, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. Schaefer RV Storage is also new and is right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly, email Holly Schaefer. That's S-C-H-A-F-E-R, Holly Schaefer, at holly@schaeferoil.com. And find out more about Schaefer RV Storage right behind Schaefer Market. Zegenbusch down and out, pass pattern, receiver near midfield, leaps, and it's almost caught on the play by Roberts. Splendid effort, good coverage by Mechanicsburg. Very small margin for error, ball thrown right into the boundary.
That's the problem. Boy, it's got to be perfect.
Yeah. So for Anna, the ball is marked for play at the Rockets 22. Scoreboard reads second down and 20.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. They've had two
major penalties.
Ineligible downfield. Both those were five-yard penalties.
Clock is at 4:57. All of a sudden, action on the scoreboard in the form of the clock is slowed down. Screen pass left flat. Anna, no good, incomplete. Ball was thrown ahead by Zegenbusch to Roberts. Anna seemingly has lost a little bit of its touch right now in offense, pushed back with a couple of penalties. Leading by 27, though. 39-12. Under 5 to play third quarter. Pace of this game has really slowed down on that scoreboard clock.
It's going to put me to sleep.
Once again, you can take advantage of the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market's gas pumps. Always low prices, number one. Plus 1 penny from each gallon sold each month goes to a special public service endeavor in October, the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program gave proceeds to the Minster High School Band. This month, it's the Fort Loramie High School fundraiser for band uniforms. Wide open receiver, Anna throwing. Zegenbusch finds his man at the 40. Oh, he dropped the football.
As Murray went right through his hands.
He was over the 40, near the 45. That's that sideline pattern. With not a lot of room for the receiver to skip down the sideline through, but Zegenbusch pitched that one on the button.
Yep.
Murray just couldn't tuck it away.
No defenders there either, so he was going to run for a little bit.
Fourth and 20 for Anna, 4:47 to go in the third, 39-12 Rockets. Anna punting from about the 22 or 23-yard line. It hits at the 46 of Mechanicsburg, and it takes a 16-yard roll to the 30.
Nice punt.
Well done on the play by the big green. Anna Rockets, Egbert with a fine boot. Ezra has taken over the punting chores. Zegenbusch can also punt, but Egbert here in the latter half of the season has done it well. That was a standout kick right there. Indians start first and 10 from their own 31. Still 4:37 to go in the third quarter. Anna had the ball, it seemed like, for an eternity. That last possession, Chuck, but nothing came off the clock.
No.
Roll out left by Bogard. Oh, he throws an ill-advised late throw. Back over the middle against the grain. Anna intercepts on the ground at the 35-yard line. The defender for the Rockets.
Stanky.
Yep, Austin Stanky, fine defensive lineman for Anna, makes the intercept. As Stanky picks it off, actually plays an inside linebacker post. And Anna had three or four white jerseys around the flight of the ball. Bogard threw late,
back against the grain over the middle. That's a no-no, and it cost him his fourth interception thrown on the night.
Well, I just watched the replay over here on the computer, and really nice play by Steinke, because that was going to be a first down.
Yeah, Steinke last week played remarkably well on defense, led the team in tackles. Anna here on first and 10 runs it for four. Outside left guard, second down and six. Line of scrimmage, the Mechanicsburg 32. Indians had a couple of great drives to start the game, and Mechanicsburg has shot itself in the foot since with four interceptions thrown by Bogard. Second down and six, Anna. 3:50 left in the third. Inside handoff, no gain. Mechanicsburg's all over it. They swarm the ball carrier. Indians knife in and force a two-yard loss.
If he turns around, I'll tell you who it was.
Might have been Brewer.
It was 66. It was Stryker.
Anna had a new look formation on that play. Stryker barged in to make the hit for Mechanicsburg. 3:20 left here in the third. 39-12 Rockets. Third and nine, Anna. 34 of the Indians. Here's a ball thrown in the right flat. Blockers out in front. The receiver for Anna juggles and stumbles. It's Roberts. He goes to the ground shortly after catching it. Minimal gain. It picked up two or three. Still leaves Anna a good 6 to 7 yards short of the first down. Line of scrimmage, the Indians 33 with 2:45 to go in the third. 39-12 Anna. Rockets looking to the far side of the field for the fourth down play call, fourth and seven.
If they're going to snap it, they better hurry.
Play clock down to 3, 2, 1. Ziegenbusch, 3-yard drop, throws down and out, far left side of the field. Receiver on the dead run. Does he catch in the field of play? It looks like he does. Ziegenbusch with a beautiful college-like throw all the way across the field, down inside the 15-yard line. That play went for a good 22 yards to Tyson Vobel. Counting the yardage across the field, Chuck, Ziegenbusch threw that every bit of 40-some.
Yeah, he did.
Right on the mark.
Yep. And you know what? It was pretty well defended, too.
What a pass by Ziegenbusch. Beautiful touch. Had the right air under it. Vobel coming up big in this game tonight for Anna. The ball marked for play outside the 5 at the 6. And guess what? Yellow markers fly before the snap from center. We still have a minute 56 to go in a very lengthy third quarter. And only one touchdown scored in the period.
Right.
But a rash of penalties, most of them on Anna.
Yeah. Well, either the center didn't know the snap count or three of the offensive linemen didn't.
Oh, what a huge fourth down conversion on that last pass play. Ziegenbusch to Vobel. Anna with a sprint draw look, running play, is met solidly at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second down, and every bit of 10, more like 11. Roberts was stalemated at the point of attack. Down to 1:20 to go in the third. 39-12 in favor of Anna.
In a goal-to-go situation, so they got to get it in the end zone.
You're right. It is goal-to-go. Series started inside the 10. Play clock is down to 6 to 5. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Hustling up there. Ziegenbusch. Oh, illegal motion. Pre-snap foul again.
Timeout.
Oh, timeout called by Anna just before the play clock had expired. A minute to go, third quarter. Second down, 11 for Anna at the 11 of Mechanicsburg. 39-12 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Second and goal for Anna when play resumes. Ball at the Mechanicsburg 11. Rockets need to get it into the end zone, leading 39-12. 60 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hey, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style. You will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Seckenbusch, short drop, pump fake, throwing far right corner of the end zone. It's a jump ball. Does the Anna receiver come down with it? I think he does. Seven yards deep in the end zone. Mechanicsburg was all over the Anna wideout. Tyson Vobel, what a game for him. Again, Seckenbusch way back at the 17 or 18-yard line. Far hash mark, threw it cross field, near right corner, back edge of the end zone. It was spot on. Outstanding reception by Vobel. Six more for Anna. We'll have a running clock now as the lead is extended to 45-12. Who would have predicted this?
Not when it was 12-12 and they hadn't stopped them yet.
The route is on. Extra point try by Meyer coming up for Anna. Good snap, ball spotted down, kick is away, it's center cut, he's got it. 45-12, Anna. Or is it 46, my mistake?
46.
46-12, Rockets, 21 seconds to go, third quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Seckenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown, Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats, from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, it is 46-12 in favor of the Rockets, who've tacked on seven more. Running clock now exists here. Same is the case up at Northeastern, which leads Ironton Rock Hill. Last we heard, it was 35-0 very late in the third. And barring a miraculous turn of events, Anna will travel to Northeastern next Friday night for round three of the playoffs. Third quarter's come to a close. Anna on top with 34 points. Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon, owner Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. It is our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. It's Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Last we heard, Marion Local was leading Layman 29-6 in the third quarter. Coldwater all over St. Bernard Elmwood Place. 28-0. That was in the third. Don't have a follow-up score on St. Henry New Bremen. That was 14-7 at half. St. Henry in the lead. And the last points we had on Marion Local Layman was 29-6. No update since. Return of the kickoff by Mechanicsburg is good for about 15 yards from the 15 to the 30. and that's where the home team starts. First down, 10 yards to go. So many thanks to Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Always super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. You'll be all smiles at Geyer's. Mechanicsburg to the line of scrimmage. Running play, right tackle. One tackle broken. A surge to the 34. Caudill on the run. No, it was O'Neill as he cracked ahead for about four. Second down and six. Indians shy the Mechanicsburg 35. We played a minute 20 here in the fourth. 46-12 in favor of Anna. And if you're the Rockets now, Chuck, you want to finish out this game without suffering any significant injuries.
Absolutely.
Bumps and bruises this time of year are the norm.
They've all got them.
Yep. Oh, here's a long post pattern. It's down the right, in between the right hash and numbers, and the receiver for Mechanicsburg was open. It was a fly pattern. Bogard showing off his arm strength, missed him deep, no good, at the 30-yard line of Anna.
That was Haynes again, and he was 10 yards behind any defender. He throws it to him, that's a touchdown.
Haynes can fly.
Yeah, he's quick. I like him down that seam.
Outstanding deep man for the Mechanicsburg Indians. Averages, he's pushing 20 yards per reception on the season. Running play on third and five as Mechanicsburg tried to fool Anna. Rockets not buffaloed. They stood tall in the middle of the defensive line. A surge from Beckman. Julian Stearns was there. Fourth and about four and a half to go for a first down for the Indians at the Mechanicsburg 35. Continuous clock. 2.5 minutes gone already here in the fourth quarter. Game starting to move right along.
They called a personal foul.
I think we're going to make up for a draggy third quarter here in the fourth.
And have a draggy fourth quarter with the clock running? If they're going to throw a flag on every play, then yeah, we are.
New line of scrimmage after the walk-off against Anna. 46-yard line of Mechanicsburg. Probably close to 100 yards in penalties on Anna. That's something that the team could work on this week.
Yep.
Here comes a run blitz. Bogard back to throw. He's got to eat the football. He squirts ahead for about four. Nearly lassoed behind the line. Did manage to struggle up ahead. Got to the 50. Second down and six for the Indians. Good pursuit on the play by Howell and Egbert of Anna. Second down, six to go for a first down. Ball marked for play right at midfield. 8:20 to go and counting. 46-12, Anna.
Bogard, not a real quick kid, but boy, is he strong.
Yes, he is. Game was tied at 12. It was four touchdowns, split right down the middle in the first quarter. Running play, right side of the field. Anna stretches it out near the boundary. Tackle made, ball carrier downed, no gain. Good pursuit on the play by Cale Hoying of the Anna Rockets as the Denver Caudill simply could not get to the edge. Third and six, line to gain just inside the Anna 45, 7.5 to go in the fourth, 46-12 in favor of Anna. Boy, just did not think this game would get away from Mechanicsburg like this, but when you throw four interceptions, Chuck, you probably get beat about, what, 99.9% of the time?
Yeah. He just dropped the ball there. I'm not sure what happened. Oh, the whistle. Never mind.
Got a pre-snap penalty against Mechanicsburg. So the hike did not take place, technically. Third and more like 11 from the 45 of the Indians. Clock continues to motor right along. Down to 6:56 to go in the fourth. 46-12, Anna, which will play Northeastern at Northeastern High School in Clark County next Friday night. Not all that far from here. Here's Bogard in the offensive backfield. He's running circles. Now a figure eight being chased. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and nestles forward for maybe a gain of one or two. Third down upcoming? No, that was third. This is fourth.
First down across the well. There you go.
9 yards needed for a first down for Mechanicsburg, which will punt the ball.
You watch for the fake right here because they had nothing to lose.
Anna to return from inside the Rockets 20. I'm not sure if that's head coach Kurt Forrest's style. Although Mechanicsburg is taking its time, snapping this ball on the punt. Whoops, I don't think they got the play off in time. Play clock was down to zero. Yep, delay a game.
Now I would say this obvious a punt.
Continuous clock. It's rolling right along, down to 5:36 to go in the fourth. And now we got a fourth down for Mechanicsburg and about 14 yards to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Indians 42. Here is the snap back. Kick by Wilson, extremely high against the wind. Anna lets it hit. Rockets don't dare go after it and touch it, make a mistake. And the ball skips out of bounds. Down inside the 20, maybe in the area of the 13-yard line. It got beyond the 15. Fine hop after the ball lit on the ground. First and 10, Anna across the Rockets 10. And look at that clock go. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Hey, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, he was smiling, treating every customer with great service. Every single customer treated with great service back then and today as well at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Gus Geyer still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. A rush from scrimmage by Anna. Gain of about 4 or 5, second and 5 Rockets. 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Anna on top, 46-12. Anna taking every second off that play clock the Rockets can. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Fox Supply in Minster, a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. Running play Anna right up the gut, and the ball carrier bolts to the 25, 30, 32-yard line. Riley Brewer busting it for a first down. At Fox Supply, we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools, academic programs, and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. 2:45 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna on a first down run for 3 or 4 more. And you can bet that's all the Rockets will do the rest of this game. This was a 12-12 tie late in the first. It was 1, 2, 3, 4 possessions, a touchdown for each, including a pick six by Anna. All 4 extra points were missed. It was even up at 12. And then a rash of mistakes by Mechanicsburg, turnovers by the Indians, interceptions. Anna's defense came up big. Anna has run the ball extremely well tonight, executing. That offensive line has done a stellar job as we wind down to 2 minutes to go in the game. Anna confronts a 3rd and 4 at the Rockets' 38. Next opponent, Northeastern. If Anna continues to win, Chuck, and Coldwater continues to win next week, guess what? They meet 2 weeks from tonight. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yep.
That would be a regional final at a neutral location. Anna to the line. Play clock to 5 to 4. Hand off, offensive backfield. I think it's Brewer. Brewer's got a hole, angling outside right tackle. And he barrels over the 45 to the 50 to the 48 of Mechanicsburg with a minute 13 left to go in this game. A final note from one of our very good sponsors, O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi, offering tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free. O'Reilly Machine Tool in big demand. Always accepting job apps in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool. Pleased to take part in coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi. Victory formation for the Anna Rockets, and that'll do it. Clock winding down. Under 20 to go. It's been a continuous clock for at least half of the final two quarters of this game. Anna's going to win it by a 46-12 count. The seniors for Mechanicsburg, a dozen of them marching off the field to the near side. Outstanding year for head coach Kirk Forrest Club. 8-3 after a bye week last Friday. Mechanicsburg met a juggernaut tonight. Anna has really improved each and every game all year long. And right now, Anna's defense is playing every bit as well as its offense. It is a dynamite club. Rockets victorious, 46-12, clobbering Mechanicsburg here tonight. We'll return to close it out in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Hello once again. Welcome back to Mechanicsburg, home of the Indians. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Anna has just disposed of Mechanicsburg 46-12. It was a ball game for the opening quarter, 12-12 deadlock. Anna pulled away. Outstanding defense, great offense, good special teams play. Slow start by Anna, like last week, like the week before, but Anna turned it on over the last three quarters and scored in this game the final 34 points, 46-12. The winner, Anna, turning over the quarterback, Bogard, for Mechanicsburg. He threw four interceptions in this game. Anna took what, Chuck? Two to the house? Two of the four picks went for scores, I believe.
Yes, yes, yep. They did. Yeah, 86 on the first one and then 48 on the second one. That's amazing.
Anna with three defensive scores last week. I tell you what, when you're putting the ball in the end zone that often, and it's your defense doing it, you can't be stopped. You can't be beaten.
They do a real nice job covering the throws out here, that's for sure.
Like to remind our listeners, Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi is a new underwriting sponsor. Check out the Facebook page for Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness, 102 East Main in Rushi. Thanks to Dr. Katie Bargy at Restore, which treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions, including balance and vestibular rehabilitation, to assist with restoring overall function, mobility, and well-being. Also performing dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, 102 East Main, phone 937-710-8744, 710-8744. Stars of this game, Chuck, I think there are a few who stand out right away.
Okay, they jump out at you. I'm looking at a stat, though. 39 yards for Mechanicsburg in the second half.
Oh, wow.
And, boy, Anna really turned up the defense and put it in, clamped him in the second half. For Mechanicsburg, I'm going to go with Austin Haynes. He had the 89-yard catch.
He was
terrific. I was impressed with him. On the other side, I could probably pick out 15, but I'm going to go with Tyson Bobble and Logan Ziegenbusch as my players of the game for Anna.
Rockets turn away Mechanicsburg, which concludes the 2025 campaign with a mark of 8-3 during the regular season. Mechanicsburg tied for first in its division of the Ohio Heritage Conference. Anna continues on, now expanding its record to 9-3. Anna, third-place team in the MAC, will meet Northeastern on the road next Friday night. We'll have coverage for you at 6:20 next Friday here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our Stars of the Game segment right now being brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Thanks so much to our great online listeners. We had a slew of folks joining us tonight for our broadcast from here at Mechanicsburg. A lot of Shelby County and West Central Ohio individuals were tuned in, joining us online free of charge, as always, on Scores Broadcast, scoresbroadcast.com. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports, Anna 46 and Mechanicsburg 12. The opponent next week is Northeastern, on the air at 620 from Northeastern, as that team was demolishing Ironton Rock Hill tonight in a home game. So next week it's the number 6 seed against the number 2 as Anna defeats the number 3 seed Mechanicsburg here this evening. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, the final score in a running clock through the fourth quarter. It's Anna 46, Mechanicsburg 12.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.